Submission and faith.
In such cases of affliction where Satan has control of the mind, before engaging in prayer, there should be the closest self-examination to discover if there are not sins which need to be repented of, confessed, and forsaken. Deep humility of soul before God is necessary, and firm, humble reliance upon the merits of the blood of Christ alone. Fasting and prayer will accomplish nothing while the heart is estranged from God by a wrong course of action. Read Isaiah 58, verses 6, 7, and 9 to 11. It is heart work that the Lord requires. Good works springing from a heart filled with love. All should carefully and prayerfully investigate their motives and actions. The promise of God to us is on condition of obedience, compliance with all his requirements. Read Isaiah 58, 1-3. Faith and calmness. I was shown that in case of sickness, where the way is clear for the offering up of prayer for the sick, the case should be committed to the Lord in calm faith, not with a storm of excitement. He alone is acquainted with the past life of the individual and knows what his future will be. He who is acquainted with the hearts of all men knows whether the person, if raised up, would glorify his name or dishonor him by backsliding and apostasy. All that we are required to do is to ask God to raise the sick up, if in accordance with his will, believing that he hears the reasons which we present and the fervent prayers offered. If the Lord sees it will best honor him, he will answer our prayers. But to urge recovery without submission to his will is not right. What God promises, he is able at any time to perform. And the work which he gives his people to do, he is able to accomplish by them. If they will live according to every word he has spoken, every good word and promise will be fulfilled unto them. But if they come short of perfect obedience, the great and precious promises are afar off, and they cannot reach the fulfillment. All that can be done in praying for the sick is to earnestly importune God in their behalf, and in perfect confidence rest the matter in his hands. If we regard iniquity in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. He can do what he will with his own. He will glorify himself by working in and through them who wholly follow him, so that it shall be known that it is the Lord, and that their works are wrought in God. Faith and obedience. Said Christ, "If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." When we come to him, we should pray that we might enter into and accomplish his purpose, and that our desires and interests might be lost in his. We should acknowledge our acceptance of his will, not praying him to concede to ours. It is better for us that God does not always answer our prayers just when we desire and in just the manner we wish. He will do more and better for us than to accomplish all our wishes, for our wisdom is folly. We have united in earnest prayer around the sickbed of men, women, and children, and have felt that they were given back to us from the dead in answer to our earnest prayers. In these prayers, we thought we must be positive, and if we exercised faith, that we must ask for nothing less than life. We dared not say, "If it will glorify God," fearing it would admit a semblance of doubt. We have anxiously watched those who have been given back, as it were, from the dead. We have seen some of these, especially youth, raised to health, and they have forgotten God, become dissolute in life, causing sorrow and anguish to parents and friends, and have become a shame to those who feared to pray. They lived not to honor and glorify God, but to curse him with their lives of vice. We no longer mark out a way, nor seek to bring the Lord to our wishes. If the life of the sick can glorify him, we pray that they may live nevertheless, not as we will, but as he will. our faith can be just as firm and more reliable by committing the desire to the all-wise God and without feverish anxiety, in perfect confidence trusting all to Him. We have the promise. We know that He hears us if we ask according to His will. Our petitions must not take the form of a command, but of intercession for Him to do the things we desire of Him. When the church are united, they will have strength and power. But when part of them are united to the world and many are given to covetousness, which God abhors, He can do but little for them. Unbelief and sin shut them away from God. We are so weak that we cannot bear much spiritual prosperity, lest we take the glory and accredit goodness and righteousness to ourselves as the reason of the signal blessing of God, when it was all because of the great mercy and loving kindness of our compassionate Heavenly Father, and not because any good was found in us.